church in all reality. From the Gospel of Luke, we're talking about wickedness and wicked men in high places. Wickedness and wicked men in high places. 14 and verse 1, Kai agenato anto el thein alto es oikon tenos ton arkonton ton pharision. Sabato phagen arton kai autoi eson para teru menoi auton. Wickedness in high places and wicked men in high places. We see this all over the world. It's nothing new. We see wickedness in high places on every continent in the world. By the way, last month on sermon audio alone, we covered all 50 states of the United States and 78 countries at least, probably at least 100 countries on all three websites. So what you're hearing here is going all over the world. Somebody likes it, I guess. I'm doing my best to preach God's word just the way it is. And it came to pass to come him unto a house, a certain house of the rulers, the leaders, the wicked men in high places. The wicked men in high places. Jesus rubbed elbows with the whores, the tax collectors, and wicked men in high places. He was among all of them. He's a man for all seasons, so to speak. The rulers, Pharisees, during the Sabbath or in the Sabbath to eat bread. He was in a Pharisee's house on the Sabbath eating bread. And they kept on being watching. Parateruo menoi. As a snake watches its prey. As a calf will play and watch its prey. It'll go out there and sneak up one little tiny fraction of an inch at a time, as a snake will. To watch as a snake would its prey or a cat would its prey. Slipping up, paraterio, getting up beside it so they could reach out and snatch and kill and murder. Mm-hmm. And that's what they did to our Savior. Watching him as a snake watches his prey. Now we have a man with elephantitis. Kai edo anthropos tis ein hydropikos. Improsenatu. And you behold a man, certain. He kept on being a hydropikos, water retention, especially in the legs. Water retention. Elephantitis, heart failure, a chronic disease characterized by the enlargement of certain portions of the body. Legs, sometimes genitals, and by the hardening and ulceration of the surrounding skin. It is caused by obstruction of the lymphatic vessels, often due to infestation by filarial worms, caused by mosquitoes transmitting the disease, parasites, lymphatic phthisis. Transmitted just like malaria. Now, the man has hope, no hope. No hope. It's very evident wherever this man goes that he has elephantitis or this retention of water in his legs. It's fatal. It's fatal. Now, let's go on to the next verse, and then we're going to go back and read from the Amplified Bible in a few minutes. Kai apokrithes ho esus epein prostus nemekus. Kai pharisius legon exesten to sabato therapuse e u hoide esu karos karkasan, that is. Got tongue tied there for a minute. Kai epilambenos yasato auton kai apaliso. And having answered the Jesus, he said to the lawyers. Now he told them something. He asked them a question. To the lawyers, nomikos, the lawyers, those people studying the law, these people that had, authored the Babylonian Talmud and the Jerusalem Talmud and the Mishnah. Toward the lawyers and to the Pharisees. Here we have accusative plural, nomikos, and accusative plural, Pharisees. And saying, it is lawful, existent. Is it allowed? And that comes from Ekenemi. It is allowed. Is it allowed in or during the Sabbath to heal or not? To heal or not? But the ones, they were silent. Esus kasron. They were muzzled. And having taken, he cured him, and he dismissed him. He cured him and dismissed him. Now let's look at the first four verses from the Amplified Bible. This chapter is not as long as some of the others we have had. It occurred one Sabbath when Jesus went for a meal at the house of one of the ruling Pharisees, the wicked men in high places, that they were engaged in watching him closely, as a snake would his prey. And behold, just in front of him, there was a man who had dropsy. And Jesus asked the lawyers and the Pharisees, it is lawful, is it lawful and right to cure on the Sabbath or not? But they were muzzled. You have seen people that they had a very bad dog, and people used to put muzzles on the dogs so they couldn't bite you. Doberman Pinschers, German Shepherds, when they're taking some of these animals through crowds, they're muzzled. They were muzzled. And they kept on being muzzled, and he took hold of the man and cured him the same way. Verse number 5 now. I know you can read Greek, Marilyn. Kai pros autois epan tines himon wheels a vus eis theria pesete kai uk euthios ana anas passe auton en himera tu sabatu. And to them he said, of whom of ye an heir? A son, a firstborn son, or an ox. Now here's two opposite things. A man owns an ox. A man owns an ox, okay? But his son actually owns the man. Now when a man gets too old to take care of himself, the heir, his son, makes sure that he is taken care of. We have here the contrast between something that is an object of ownership and something that is very precious. An heir, a firstborn son, or an ox, into a pit, the therair, a pit, a hole, he shall fall. And not immediately, now this is during the Sabbath, and not immediately he shall pull him out in the Sabbath day. In the Sabbath day, he shall pull him out. 14:6 now. Kai uk eskesan anta pokithene proshauta. And not they were strong enough to reply to him. Look at that word. They weren't strong enough. They were not powerful enough to reply to the God of heaven. Mm-hmm. Jesus took them on face to face, these wicked men in high places, wickedness in high places. They were the rulers. They were the Pharisees. Who killed Jesus? These very people. These are the people that demanded his death. Now, Christ's interpretation of the law of Moses, from God's view, is legalism. For argument's sake only, is man-made. True humility. The law of God ought to make us humble, because we know that we can't do it. We need, number three, we need to respect God and others. Respect God and others because of the law. Mm-hmm. Number four, giving to others, especially when they cannot return that favor. That's real giving. That's real, what we might call, liberality. Now, Jesus' message to these people, get it. What I've shown you. Get it? Do you get it? Do you get what I've shown you? That ox represents money. And you're going to pull him out of a hole. And that son represents your whole future. Your life will be carried on through him. The man and the ox, both of them were important to the man because the ox meant money. If he fell in the hole, in a ditch, then he would lose money. But that boy meant everything to him. The ox or the boy? And he's talking to these wicked people in high places. Get it. Teach what I tell you, he said, not what the Mishnah and the Talmud say. Teach what I tell you. 14:7. We start, actually, let's go back and read this, 5 and 6. And he said to them, which of you having a son or a donkey or an ox that has fallen into a well will not at once pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they were unable to reply to him. They were not strong enough. They didn't have the ability to reply to this statement. Now we go on to a parable. We're going to have common decency and courtesy. That's what Jesus is going to tell them, as how to behave. How to behave. Children go to somebody else's house. We try to make our children behave. Don't we? If we go to somebody else's house, we ought to know how to behave. My wife was very caught by an acquaintance we had the other day. She said she kept her place always. She always kept her place. She stood in her place. She never pushed, never was aggressive in any way. She kept her place. That's courtesy. Yeah. That is what we call civilization. Now let's go on to this. He's going to teach them how to behave. How to behave. Elegain de pros tus kekle menus. Parabole epekon post tas prota klesios. Exel gonto. Legon, pros altos. And he kept on saying to the ones having been invited, a parable, this parable, noting, and it means upon having how the chief seats, they kept on picking out, saying to them, they kept on picking out the chief seats at the feast. You don't pick out the chief seats at the feast. Verse number 8. Hotan clethes, hipotenes es gumos, me kara clethes, es tain, proto clesion, me pote, en ti moteros. Su, e, keklemanos, heap, autu. When ye may be invited by anyone, etiquette. He's teaching them etiquette. When ye may be invited anyone unto a wedding, some type of a party, a wedding or a festival party, not you lay up in the chief seats, the protoclesion. That comes from the first bed, is what it means, first bed. The wedding feast were not at a table as we look at it today. People laid up to the table on like a mattress, so to speak. They lay up there on the left side and reach out and pick food from that way. And their feet would be behind them, not under them. They may lay up in the chief seats, the chief beds, really, lest the more honorable man than you, he may be having been invited by them. Don't go up there and take the chief seats. Don't do that. Mirren, you know me?
Yeah.
About 15 years ago or so, maybe 17, 18 years ago, I was invited to, well, I thought it was a Sunday school party. It actually turned out to be a birthday party for me. And there were very important people there at that party. And I'm a real good recluse, aren't I, Marilyn?
Mm-hmm.
I can just stay away and just sit back and just watch things go on. So, in the living room of this doctor, there was a great long table. And in the kitchen, there was another table in a little tiny sub-dining room area. I grabbed a little plate, took a little bit of food in, and sat down in the sub-dining room area. And I go in there, and this woman, this doctor, comes and looks at me and says, Dr. Phillips, you come in here. You're the guest of honor. I said, what? She set me at the head of the table, and all these other very important people around her, and also people that I know. I took the lowest seat in the house. I took the lowest seat in the house, and I did not expect to be honored at all. It was not until I was leaving that I looked up on the wall and said, Happy birthday, Dr. Phillips. I was embarrassed. I felt like a fool. But I was honored. I sure didn't go in there and sit down with my chest sticking out and go in there. I sat in the lowest place. Am I telling the truth, Marilyn?
Yes.
I did that.
Yeah.
I sat in the lowest place.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I was being honored. Well, they moved me up. Got moved up a little bit. Just a little bit. Let's look at 7 and 8 here. This is a parable, by the way. A parable of what we call etiquette. Thus I tell you, there will be... No, wrong one. 7. And he told a parable to those who were invited. When he noticed how they were selecting places of honor, saying to them... This is God the Son talking here to these wicked people in high places, these wicked men. Wickedness in high places. And when you are invited by anyone to a marriage feast, a wedding feast, a festival, of whatever kind, do not recline in the chief seat, in the place of honor, lest a more distinguished person than you has been invited by him. And we can go back to Proverbs 25, 6 and 7 to look at this. Verse number 9 now. Elton, hol, si, kai, auton, klesos, ere, si, dos, tuto, topon, kai, tot, arxe, meta, aisken, nes, ton, eskoton, topon, kata ekein. And having come the one, you and him having invited, he shall say to you, you give this man your place. And then you may begin with shame, the last place to take. The shame, this word here, kata ekein, this last place, this word shame here, this aiskenes, this means disgrace after an act is committed. Eidos. Eidos is before the act to keep from doing something because of the disgrace it will cause. The disgrace is aiskenes. The eidos is something that you prevent being ashamed of. Prevent being ashamed of. Ola hotan kleithes porethes anapese eston eskaton topon hina hotan elte ho keklekos si are suophile prosana bethe anakeron tot esai si doxa enopion ponton ton sina ke menon si. But when you may become invited to lay up, that's what it is, klethes. You may be caused to be invited to lay up. Having gone, you lay up the recline in the last place of honor. In order that when he may come, the one having invited you, he shall say to you, phile, friend. That's vocative singular masculine, phile, friend. You go up toward the higher place, the anateron. And then it shall be to you glory, because the master of the feast has honored you himself. You didn't honor yourself, the master of the feast has honored you. The ones having laid up and reclining with you. Hote pas ho opson, yauton tape no thesete, kai ho. Ta penon yauton hoops o deisete. Because every the one exalting himself, he shall be humbled, caused to be shamed. And the one humbling himself, he shall be exalted. Let's go back and read this now. Verse about. Let's go back to verse number 9. He who invited both of you will come to you and say, let this man have the place you have taken. Then with the humiliation and guilty sense of impropriety, you will begin to take the lowest place. Because all the other places have been taken now. But when you are invited, go and recline at the lowest place. So that when your host comes in, that he may say to you, friend, go up higher. And then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, that is, ranked below others who are honored or rewarded. And he who humbles himself, that is, keeps a modest opinion of himself and behaves accordingly, will be exalted and elevated in rank. And verse number 12, let's look at this. Elegain de kai to kekle tokote. Auton hoton poies ariston. E deipnon me phone tos philos su, mede tus, adelpho su, mede tus, sing genes, su mede. Me pote kai autoi, anta klesiosin, si kai genetai, anta po doma, sui. And he kept on saying also to the one having invited him. Now he is giving the man that invited him a lesson in etiquette. The wicked men in high places, he's telling them their place. Having invited him, whenever you may make a dinner or a supper, not ye call the ones friends of you, nor the brothers of you, nor the ones relatives of you, that's from born with you, nor, unless also they may invite you in return. And it becomes a payback, a recompense to you. Verse number 13. All autan doxain poies kale tokois anapeiros kolus tiflos. But when a party, a glory time is what it means. That means a glory time. A glory time. Ye may make, you call and invite. This is imperative, by the way, beggars. Beggars are somebody that don't have anything, period. Many beggars have to be carried where they can beg because they can't even transport themselves there. One's maimed. Maybe by some rich man working for him. And now they are very destitute. And one's lame. And one's blind. Kai makirios esse hote uk exusen anta podune sui anta po desate gar si ente anasase ton dikaion. And happy and blessed ye shall be because not they shall have to pay you back, you, to pay back for you in the resurrection of the just. Let's go back and read this now. In the Amplified, let's go back to verse 12. And Jesus said to the man who had invited him, he's instructing the man that invited him to the feast because he was not a good host. When you give a dinner or a supper, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, but perhaps you may invite you in turn and pay you back. If you want to really give glory to God, but when you give a banquet or a reception, invite the poor, the destitute, the disabled, the lame, and the blind. Then you will be blessed, happy and fortunate to be envied, because they have no way of repaying you, and you will be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. At the resurrection of the just. You get paid back. This is your 401k. This is your retirement plan. What you do in this world is your retirement plan for all eternity. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out tonight. Father, we ask you to bless it as it goes out. Let it touch hearts. Teach people to understand that we are living in worlds and continents of those that are in high places, that play games at honoring each other. But Father, these are the real way to honor those that are unfortunate. Help them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.